Miss Erica.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. I was sorry. I was on mute. Sorry, sir.
Praise Amen. God. We didn't forget you.
Praise God. Praise God.
Erica.
Bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to do my best to get a lot of this meeting in 10 minutes with the help of the Lord. Hallelujah.
You can do it.
Amen. So
it.
I'm coming to you tonight from a familiar passage, coming to you from Psalm 91, which graciously Stephanie, she reads every night. She recites it for us at the end of prayer. But for some time now, I've been really meditating on Psalm 91.
That's good.
And for some
That's
reason,
good.
The last time Stephanie read it, it was something about the way she read it.
That's right.
I've been meditating on the secret place.
Yes.
I said, God, what is the secret place? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Psalm 91 says, He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, first off, let's talk about dwell. Dwelling is not just about dropping in when things get hard. It's about making God your permanent home, staying in constant connection with Him. Someone may ask, well, isn't God omnipresent? Isn't God everywhere? Yes, there's nowhere that God is not present. God is all-knowing. God is omnipresent, and God is omniscient. So Psalm 91 is dealing with a closer, deeper relationship. I'm talking about a deep intimacy with God. Now, that's the secret place. The secret place is not a physical location that we can GPS. The kingdom of God cannot be given specific coordinates or landmarks. It's a place in God where our spirit and the spirit of the holy God connects. It's the place
That's
of
good.
Righteousness, peace, and joy. To abide means that we must live in God and in His word. John 14 and 7 says, If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it will be done unto you. We must be present in God's presence and in His word. John 1 and 1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we can't separate the two, the Word and God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so one
yes,
might
yes.
ask, where does God live? Where is the kingdom? Where is the secret place? Hallelujah. There are so many scriptures that talk about the kingdom of God and what it's like.
Yes.
But I'm just coming right now tonight on the 26th book of Exodus, where it talks about the tabernacle. And in the tabernacle in Exodus, it talks about the specifics of the building of the tabernacle, which represents the dwelling, the place of the Lord. So inside the holy place of the tabernacle, the scripture describes the specific furnishings of the holy place, the dimensions inside and out. And then it goes on in Exodus 26 and 34, and also in your spare time, Hebrews 9 and 3, to make a distinction between the holy place and the holy of holies. Oh, gosh. There is quite a distinction between the two locations. They're not the same. The holy place is the entrance where the Levite priest enters to worship and a place, the 12 loaves of bread, representing the 12 tribes of Israel. He goes in to light the menorah candles. He does a little housekeeping. But in the Holy of Holies, there was the Ark of the Covenant and the presence of God. Hi-yah. Interesting thing I noticed in reading the scripture that the Holy of Holies, there is no measurements mentioned in Exodus 26. And it's just reference to Romans 8 and 39 that tells us that the presence of God, the love of God, there's no height, no length, no depth that can separate us from God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. There's no measure. God cannot be measured. It surpasses all space and time. Hallelujah. We have to be in the in His presence. To be in His presence, we are in the shadow of the Almighty. That's a place of shade and protection from heat and danger all around us. In ancient times, someone being in someone's shadow meant to be under their care, their protection, or their covering. God's shadow is the protective covering over us. It's God's way to be ever so careful to give us the protection we need through faith without
That's
weakening
right.
us or us to be destroyed.
Praise God.
I will remind you that when Moses desires to see God, God allowed Moses to see his backside, his shadow.
Mm, that's right.
To allow
that's
Moses
right.
to be in his presence without being utterly destroyed by his
that's
glory.
Right.
A shadow
that's
is the image cast out of a figure from darkness to light. Just like Moses, we must be close enough to God to be in his presence in the secret place, living in a close, ongoing relationship with God, which is what my dear sister mentioned earlier, a relationship. Let's talk about
mm-hmm.
relationship. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the verse 2 in Psalm 91 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. The psalmist is making it clear. This is his declaration of faith. He's speaking boldly about God, and that comes from a deep personal thought, from experience and love and community with him. The psalmist is proclaiming who God is and who he is to us in our time of need. A
mm-hmm.
refuge is a place of safety, like a place of escape of a storm. Back in ancient days, when people would run for cover, they would go into a cave or a covering for protection. But a refuge is different than a fortress. A fortress
okay.
takes it up a notch. A fortress is a stronghold. A fortress
uh-huh.
is a defended impenetrable position. The psalmist is saying that God is not only a place of escape, but a permanent, well-armed, defended, unshakable place of protection. Hi, hey, God. I
bless
thank you, Lord.
Bless
and with,
you.
We have to have trust. Trust
uh-huh.
is essential
yes.
in our relationship with God. It's one thing to believe in God, but it's another thing to believe in God when we have fear and uncertainty of life that creep in. And we all have uncertainty of life. We can
That's
all
right.
attest to that.
That's right.
We are in uncertain times. Even when we doubt or don't understand our circumstances, we have full confidence in God's nature and his promises that he is with us. Trust is a choice. I will repeat
mm-hmm.
that. Trust is a choice.
Say it,
the
say
psalmist
it.
Is choosing to trust in God despite the danger that's all around him. Verse 3 of Psalm 91 says, surely, hey, he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Well, a fowler is a term that hunters use to catch a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Surely tells us that's a guarantee. That of course he's going to do it. The snare of the fowler. God knows the traps that the enemy has set for us. He looks
That's
ahead.
Right.
He knows, hallelujah, what's going ahead of us. He is our rear gate, hallelujah. He goes before us. He's behind us, hallelujah. He's all around us. Nothing is hidden in his sight. Oh, God, he covers us all day and night. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Yes.
He covers us from sneak attacks. Hey, hallelujah. He covers us from the noisome pestilence. Those harmful sicknesses and diseases, not just illnesses, but widespread disasters and illnesses. We just had a flood in Texas that wiped out 100-something people. God
wow.
was with us then. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, that's the same God that's with us now. That is the surety that God has control over everything, even the most frightening and uncontrollable situations, even on a large-scale basis. Oh,
mm-hmm.
God, I thank you. 91
that's
and 4 says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Hallelujah. God will cover us with his feathers, just like a hen with her hen.
Yes, yes,
he'll
yes,
cover
yes.
us closely. He'll wrap us. Hallelujah. He will nurture us. He will keep us warm. He will cover and protect us with his shield and the buckler. Hallelujah. The shield. Hallelujah. He speaks of the shield. The psalmist is trying to convey that shield is that large shield that warriors would use to cover their entire body. But even
mm-hmm.
The buckler is the small shield that was attached to the arm for those small attacks, those hand-to-hand combat, those things that are close to us, our family members, those things that will get to us. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes close and we weren't even aware, God protects us from those attacks as well, big or small, overwhelming or up close and personal, hallelujah, that tends
right.
to do even more damage. He says, hallelujah, the psalmist says in verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. So he's trying to convey to us that it doesn't matter if it's at night. You know, the priests come out at night, y'all. It don't matter if they try to cover it up, if it comes covert, you don't see it coming, or if it's bold in broad daylight. God's going to cover us. His promises. Hallelujah. He covers us. Yeah. He tells us that the arrow that flies by day, hallelujah, that even are exposed boldly and are exposed right in plain view. Hallelujah. We see it today. Murders on a wide world scale. Craziness. Bold attacks in broad daylight. But God is with us. He tells us in verse 6, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, or the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. Man. We're reminded, God. Hey, he tells us the Israelites went through the same effect. Hallelujah. Where God was with them when the Egyptians were hot on their tails, but God opened up the Red Sea, opened up a wall, hallelujah, of water, and they walked on dry land. Hallelujah. He says, hallelujah, only with your eyes will you see the rewards of the wicked. We thank you. Hallelujah. Even when it looks like the enemy is winning, even when it looks like God is not there, hallelujah, he's telling us, you're going to see with your own eyes the punishment of the wicked. They're going to have their day. Hallelujah. I'm going to preserve you. I'm going to rescue you. Hallelujah. It is a clear line. Hallelujah. That wickedness will not prevail, even when it seems like they're getting away. Hallelujah. He says, hallelujah, he will make us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you that the Lord, as a result, is the refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. This scripture reminds us that it is a choice. It is an intentional choice to dwell in the secret place. The psalmist testifies how good God is and how he protected him, and it encourages us to trust in God, leaning on him. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. He promises I give the charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thy dash thy foot against the stone. God gives the order to the angels to pick you up with their hands and to carry you through the darkest seasons of your life, that you won't even put your foot on the concrete. That's how good our God is. God will cover you. He will pick you up. Hallelujah. Thank you. And if you notice, that's the same passage the enemy tries to tempt Jesus with. Hallelujah. But he's a liar. God reminds us of what the devil said. Hallelujah. In Matthew 4:6. Hallelujah. That he is the one that will put charge over the angels, that will pick us up. Hallelujah. The lion, the adder, all these different, hallelujah, oh God, elements that will try to attack us. But he says, as a result, in conclusion, because you that have faith and trust in me have set your love upon me, hallelujah, I will deliver you. I will hear you. Hallelujah. Because you have known my name. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I will satisfy you. I will answer you, and I will give you long life. Not just long life, but I will satisfy you. Hallelujah. He will give us life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. He will satisfy, and he will show you his salvation. Bishop asked a few weeks ago, do you know you're saved? Well, I'm here to tell you in Psalm 91:16, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. He will save us. Hallelujah. Those are the five promises of him. And I just pray and I thank you for listening. And I pray that the next time we hear Evangelist Stephanie recite Psalm 91, that you will hear it just not with your ears, but with your heart and receive the protection of God. Yes. Hallelujah and amen. Amen.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Let's give a hearty amen to the messengers tonight.